Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Miller reporting. U.S. President Donald Trump has welcomed French President Emmanuel Macron to the White House Tuesday morning. Sagar Magani outlines what can be expected on day two of Macron's visit to the United States.
They flew Marine One to Mount Vernon yesterday. This morning, Macron's due to be welcomed here by nearly 500 U.S. military members and a gun salute, though a forecast of steady rain could get in the way. In the evening, the Trumps, Macrons, and about 150 guests will be in the state dining room for a dinner that'll feature rack of lamb and entertainment afterward by the Washington National Opera. Sagar Magani at the White House.
Iranian President Hassan Rouhani has warned U.S. President Donald Trump on Tuesday to stay in the nuclear deal Tehran signed with world powers in 2015. Rouhani warned the White House that if it does not live up to its commitments, the Iranian government will firmly react. He said those remarks during a live television broadcast. Trump has said that unless European allies fix what he has called terrible flaws in the deal by May 12th, he will restore U.S. economic sanctions on Iran, which would serve a severe blow to the pact. Iran has warned that it will ramp up its nuclear program if the deal collapses. South Korean President Moon Jae-in says he will raise the issue of Japanese citizens who were abducted decades ago by North Korea in his meeting with North Korean leader Kim Jong-un this week. Seoul says the summit will focus also on North Korea's nuclear disarmament. Seoul has brokered a meeting between Kim and U.S. President Donald Trump as well, which is expected to be in May or June. This is VOA News. Canadian police are looking for a motive behind the attack on pedestrians in Toronto Monday, in which a man drove a van onto a crowded sidewalk and killed 10 people and injured 15 others. Toronto Police Chief Mark Saunders identified the suspect as 25-year-old Alex Minissian. Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau said there was no reason to suspect more attacks would come.
At this time, we have no reason to suspect that there is any national security element to this attack.
Minassian is expected to appear in court Tuesday. Residents of the Philippine city of Mirari have returned to salvage their belongings from ruined homes a year after a battle between Islamist militants and government forces. Serena Dayrum reports.
It's the first time they've seen their homes since fighting erupted between Philippine government troops and pro-Islamic State fighters last May. The area was off limits for locals until this month when the military cleared it of booby traps and unexploded ordnance. Over 350,000 residents were displaced after hundreds of Islamist insurgents took parts of the city last year. Residents say they are pinning their hopes on President Rodrigo Duterte's promise to rebuild the city. Rehabilitation work is scheduled to start in June.
Syrian State TV reported Tuesday that government forces have launched a new operation targeting underground tunnels used by the Islamic State group in the capital of Damascus. At an international donor conference on Syria hosted by the European Union in Brussels, the EU's top diplomat, Federica Mogherini, said it was crucial to start the UN-led talks to end the war that's now in its eighth year.
Syria is not a chessboard. It's not a geopolitical game. Syria belongs to the Syrian people, and the Syrian people have to decide themselves about the future of their country.
The United Nations Special Envoy for Syria, Staffan de Mistura, stressed the latest territorial gains in the war by Damascus and its allies do not bring peace any closer in the country. A report by a British-based conservation group says rising Chinese demand for products made from elephant skin is driving poaching and posing an even greater threat to Asia's wild herds than the ivory trade. Former U.S. President George H.W. Bush has been hospitalized in Houston with an infection just after attending the funeral of his wife, Barbara. The 93-year-old Bush is responding well to treatments and appears to be recovering. For additional stories as well as in-depth coverage, visit our website. From Washington, I'm Steve Miller, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.
And broadcast. It's